Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm gonna say my worrying days are done.
Terrible thing to waste your mind, so let's make sure we are not doing that. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's my job to make you think, or at least try to make you think. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I'm doing my part, however, and there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. Here to help me is Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli. The two of them both have minds. Yeah.
That is true.
I wonder what planet he's from sometimes, Joy. Ever wonder that?
Stop it. Will you?
I think he just had his Cheerios this morning.
I did. I'm okay. Actually having...
he's high energy, as Donald Trump says. High energy.
I've had my Super Beats and Neo 40. I'm ready to go. So one of the things that's trending at DougSteffen.com is the story of those air marshals who have been implicated in the prostitution probe. At least two of them suspended. Allegations are that they hired prostitutes, recorded encounters with a government-issued device. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in trouble if they hadn't used a government-issued device.
Want to see my guns?
Yeah, right. That's about how.
Want to see my government-issued device?
So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
Not everyone can put their hands on it.
Federal Air Marshal Service Director Roderick Allison told the committee about the allegations last week. Air marshals being investigated have had their security clearances suspended. Really? What terrific management. Good for you, sir. That's smart. Spokesman for the TSA, which oversees, there's a great combo, the TSA and the Federal Air Marshal Service, the two of them together.
Want to see my government-issued device?
Find their butts in a snowstorm. Oi. All right, so what other things? This is, I think Joy may have covered it about as
wanna
well.
Want to see my government?
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
I didn't know that's what you called it.
Really?
No, I guess that's a cool new name.
Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is in court.
That's what we should call it, a Bo Bergdahl.
Government-issued device. Court. A preliminary hearing on the charges he deserted his post, endangered his unit. My whole take on this is that he didn't belong in the service in the first place. And if the people doing the recruiting would find some way of moving themselves aside so that actually qualified people could be doing these jobs. And when I say qualified people, I mean people like Joy Brown, who could have a conversation with these people and analyze quickly whether they were in a place that would allow them to serve well, or are they messed up? This guy, psychologically, his profile has to have, if somebody even took the trouble to look at it, you would have been able to see this man was not suited for the service that he was sent to. And there are many people in the service that aren't. Yes.
Yeah, but there are a couple issues. Okay. First of all, you know, combat is like a whole lot of things that you don't really know what it is until you're there, number one. So some of these things are a little hard to anticipate. But second of all, as the government, the armed services are having a hard time getting people. I mean, it's not like everybody's saying, oh, gee, send me to Afghanistan. I'd really want to go. So, I mean, like someone said, it's a whole that if drugs are a whole different issue today than they were 20 years ago, so are the armed services.
Okay, so let me then put this spin on it for you, Joy. When I went to Iraq, however many years ago it was, and I spent 4 or 5 days, a couple of them wandering around by myself for many hours of the day, and I met with some people who were over there who had PTSD.
Right.
They didn't understand why they were there. And they were asked by any number of us what they were doing with their time there. One guy that I spent time with was a sergeant who'd been 3 tours in Iraq, and he was washing the general's cars. what in the name of God are we sending men over there? And by the way, he was told that his recruitment was an emergency. They needed more people there, and so he had to move quickly to get involved with some allocation that was necessary to ship back over to Iraq. When you see that sort of thing, you lose all respect for the management of this huge, and this is one of the things that these candidates are talking about, how huge the military is the worst or the best example, depending on how you put the spin on it, of being way too hard to manage, way too many moving parts, and these people slip through the cracks. Never mind that. This guy should have been in some unit where he was being taken care of, and certainly there are a number, how many, what is it, the candidates keep using, I think, a figure, 307,000 vets who have died because there's no care for them, there wasn't immediate care for them in the VA system, which is a whole other can of worms. I find this thing to be anathema, for me anyway. Guy should never, ever, ever have been in the service, period.
No, I don't disagree. I just read a book that's been out probably for a decade called Up Country by Nelson DeMille.
Yeah.
And it looks at Vietnam and a guy who's going back 30 years after it. And he revisits the site of, he was there for two tours of duty. And he revisits some of the battle sites and some of his memories. And it is chilling because this guy goes and works for the government afterward. And he would be viewed, presumably, by the outside world as one of the successes. He got the Bronze Medal and good conduct and all that. It's terrifying. Yeah. I mean, it's a dehumanizing experience. It strips, I mean, basic training strips away your personality. You're taught to do things that human beings are not normally predisposed to do, and then how do you get them? And it's not only once you're there, the huge issue, as you pointed out, of post-traumatic stress disorder when they're there, when they return, the domestic violence, I mean, the drug usage, the whole thing is just, I mean, when you say war is hell, we don't begin to talk about what war really is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you train people to kill, and then you expect them to just reintegrate back in society
seamlessly.
To
go back and work at Kmart,
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Well, and it never has. That's the point. It's just that the wars are less defined than they used to be. That that if in World War II, in theory, you knew where the battle lines were. Mm-hmm. With the more modern wars, the kid who's playing baseball with you one day may be dumping a bomb in front of your car the next. So it's, I mean, the whole thing is just, it's not how human beings are taught to behave or think or function.
Right.
To say that they're dysfunctional, like, what do you expect? I mean, which is not. And I don't know what the solution is. And the armed services have gotten much better, and they do have people like me, at least peripherally involved. I went to Armed Services Day at the Endeavor last year, and they took me through some of the retraining they have for post-traumatic stress disorder, and they use all sorts of computers and sort of virtual realities, and they take you through Baghdad at midnight and things blowing up in front of you. I mean, the technology to treat these guys has gotten incredibly sophisticated, but the need has never changed, and the disorder has never changed. I mean, it's really terrifying and heartbreaking.
Yep. All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Provia, easy to use. If you're losing your hair, this is what you put on your scalp. You sort of noodle it in, if you will. Maybe if you've got one of those vibrating massagers, you put it on. It opens up your pores, allows the...
A government-issued device. Never mind, sorry. That's my new catchphrase.
Okay. Well, call 800-525-8319. Look your best. Feel your best. It's an incredible product. 800-525-8319. Yes, get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain? Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine everyday world. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan is retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan,
fresh air,
out in the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental. The other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are, because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
John Stewart. Most people know who he is. Most people like him and or respect him for what he's done in his professional career. He took a turn and was a part of a congressional hearing. This is the guy who was formerly the host of The Daily Show. He went with first responders to the Capitol, 911 first responders, to tell Congress to renew a bill which provides the responders with health benefits, also a certain amount of compensation ahead of the expiration date, which I think is the end of the year. I'm not sure exactly when it does, but he said, quote, "I'm embarrassed that you, after serving so selflessly with such heroism, have to come down here and convince people to do what's right." You know, this is the same thing as the VA. How many different programs can we come up with that the government, and how do we let them get away with this? Treats people that have helped us sustain who we are and what we do, and you're basically told to go pound sand because the government is so inefficient, so badly run. And all of the candidates who are up on stage who took advantage of this to bang away at how inefficient government is, how big and out of control it is, how worthless it is in terms of what it actually provides in the main, we're now sort of getting this. It takes a long time for a lumbering giant like the population of this country to come around. But I'll tell you something. There's another facet to this, which we'll talk about in the next half hour. The way the government is attacking farming and farmers, there's something new, a new wrinkle in that. And I'm going to tell you about it in the next half hour. Conversation continues with Roberta and Joy and Richie and me on Good Day at 21 past the hour.